With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says Kamala Harris still supports amnesty and a pathway to citizenship for the illegal immigrants.
What you just heard, of course, is a natural consequence of her broader position on the illegal immigration, which, again, she said in her last time she ran for president, we should decriminalize. It should not be a crime to enter this country in violation of our country's laws. And furthermore, we should also give illegal aliens taxpayer-funded health care.
Former New York Congressman George Santos expected to make the guilty plea to multiple counts in his federal fraud case at a court hearing Monday on Long Island. Now, the hearing was scheduled for Monday after prosecutors and Santos' attorneys jointly requested one on Friday. The news comes just weeks before jury selection was set to begin on September 9th. Also at SRNnews.com, National Hurricane Center forecaster Philippe Papin says that Ernesto is now moving to the north-northeast, and it continues to churn up high surf along the east coast.
It's basically got a large area, a large footprint of high seas and waves that are associated with the storm, and so that's affecting a large portion of the east coast, basically from the central Florida Atlantic coast all the way up into Long Island, basically, in New York State. And so that whole entire region in the eastern U.S. coastline are expecting to have high seas and significant rip current threats along the coast.
Authorities at Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland say Air Force security guards early today exchanged gunfire with a person or several people who opened fire at an entrance to the base. No injuries have been reported. The Air Force has now begun a full investigation. This is SRN News. A victory for families in the United Kingdom.
The High Court of England and Wales has ruled that a ban on puberty-blocking drugs for children is lawful and can stay in place if the new Labour government desires. The previous regime adopted the ban under emergency powers after a government study concluded that helping kids live as the opposite sex is harmful to them. Transgender activists challenged the ban, but the High Court rejected the effort, leaving the future of the legislation up to lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge says Maine is not violating the constitutional rights of religious schools by requiring them to abide by a state anti-discrimination law to receive taxpayer-funded tuition assistance. However, the judge also acknowledged that a higher court will have the final say. Lawsuit one of two in Maine focusing on the collision between federal and state law. This is SRN News. Hoping to come up with the answers, federal health officials have now deployed a massive trailer to parts of the Deep South. Researchers are testing the heart and lung function of some 5,000 residents. We have more from Jackie Quinn.
Studies have shown rural populations in the U.S. are unhealthier and have lower life expectancy than Americans in urban areas. So public health officials are using a 52-foot-long trailer filled with instruments to examine calcium in the arteries, the structure of the heart, lung capacity, and other indicators to analyze what's going on. They'll be checking people in Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi, where poverty and smoking rates are high, while access to good health care and nutrition is limited. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com.